This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the rise of authoritarianism in America. You know when we're in hard times and a random neighbor stops in front of your house on a Sunday morning and over the din of your faithful Australian shepherd barking to protect your body and soul, ask if he can send you an article and see if you agree with its arguments. Piece turned out to be The Rise of American Authoritarianism by Amanda Taub in the online news explainer Vox. We already knew there were frightening surges in the body politic, but Taub put some sharper points to it. A group of political scientists specializing in this formerly fringe scholarship and watching contemporary developments in the U.S. has decided to connect the dots, and it's disturbing. They found that the first thing that jumped out from the data on authoritarians is just how many there are. Our results, they said, found that 44% of white respondents nationwide scored as high or very high authoritarians, with 19% as very high. That's actually not unusual and lines up with previous national surveys that found that the authoritarian disposition is far from rare. They also heard people with them. When they are afraid of terrorism, for example, the convictions behind their fear are so compelling that they drive others into the herd who would normally resist such panic peddling. When it comes to policy and leaps over to consideration of Donald Trump, his impulses and candidacy, the experts found, authoritarians generally and Trump voters specifically, we found, were highly likely to support five policies. One, of course, is be afraid of terrorism. Use military force over diplomacy against countries that threaten the U.S. Two, changing the Constitution to bar citizenship for children of illegal immigrants. Three, imposing extra airport checks on passengers who appear to be of Middle Eastern descent in order to curb terrorism. Requiring all citizens to carry a national ID card at all times to show to a police officer on request to curb terrorism. Allowing the federal government to scan all phone calls to any number linked to terrorism. Similarly, the New York Times in the Upshot column noted the geographic variables behind Trump's rise, finding the following voters were wildly attracted to him. Whites with no high school diploma, people who report on census documents that their ancestry is American, people living in mobile homes, people in old country jobs like steel and carpentry and construction, people with a history of voting for segregationists. We're facing votes in another Super Tuesday in Ohio, Florida, Illinois, and other states, and the outcome will tell us a lot about the next couple of months. But we also may be entering a period where it makes sense to take a closer look where the roots lie that are growing these gnarly trees. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.